the whole is too still on Christmas Day for the birth of Wonder Baby. Wonder Baby, Power Baby, the whole world found hope again through the birth of Wonder Baby. Christmas, oh Christmas, I love.
Music so good, music so, so good. This is such a lovely ballad. And, you know, this song is so good that I don't want to restrict it to Christmas. Like, even after Christmas, we kept playing the song. I don't even notice.
Yes, I did.
Because we're like, you know, this song can't just be December alone. So good, so good. But hey, guys, we have a passionate worship minister, a music minister, a songwriter, and maybe an actor as well. Because, you know, I could see her, you know, showing off some acting skills in our video. Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome Chioma Okay, Ricky.
Thank you.
Wow, so good to have you. Unfortunately, time is running so fast. We have about 15 minutes to go on this, so we're gonna make sure we make every minute count. So tell us, for some people who do not know Chioma Okereke, and there's a very popular Chioma in the industry, Chioma Jesus. You know, so tell us a bit about Chioma Okereke.
Okay, Chioma Okereke is a young girl who is passionate about music, gospel music actually. I'm from Imo State, a graduate of University of Calabar, and after graduation I decided to follow my passion, which is music, gospel music, and I've been doing that for a while. Oh. I'm just passionate about putting out the message of Jesus Christ out there and doing it well.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, great. Great stuff. Sounds good. Your music, I started following your music from Wonder Baby, which was released Christmas last year.
Yes.
I think that song is absolutely amazing. We played a bit of that right now. And big ups to Mr. Walls as well. Such
an amazing job.
Thank you so much. And now you have another one, Write It Down.
Yes.
So this is, I'm telling you, my journey of your music started from Wonder Baby and now Write It Down.
Okay.
Your music style is different.
Okay,
it's different. It's just very different. I don't know what. How will you describe your style of music? It's
I'll say R&B, soul, and jazz.
Right.
Yeah. But the thing is, when I started out, because of the, you know, you inquire from a few people. Okay, let's do the whole Afrobeat stuff. And but that's really not my core. This is my style of music. So. After a while, I just decided to be original and put out my style of music, because if God puts you in that space, it means there are people He wants you to reach with that style of music. So I just decided to follow my core, which is what I'm doing now. It doesn't mean once in a while I won't go and do, but I just decided to face my core and put it out.
This is rich man's music, Oshay.
Our Lord is rich.
I just want to be, you know, cashing in all those, you know, just sit down in one fine dining setting and have Chioma Okereke just minister to you. Amen, somebody. Okay, so I'm pretty good. good stuff. But what influenced your music? What would you say influenced your love for jazz and soul? It's not very popular that people delve into that, because it takes a mature musician to be able to run that genre of music. So what prepared you for this journey?
Okay, I'll say probably the kind of music I listen to.
Okay.
Aretha Franklin, all those people. So, but the thing is that these songs come to me naturally. So I don't know if it's because it's a reaction to the kind of songs I listen to, or by default, if I want to write a song, these are the kind of songs I write. Like, I can do R&B songs, write it with ease. It's even when I want to probably go to the Afro kind of song that it becomes a bit tedious, and I have to do it over and over again to make sure it comes out well. So I feel it comes out naturally from within. So I think because of the fact that it's natural, it now makes me listen to those kind of songs, which helps me get better at it. And the good thing is God connected me to a good producer who understands my style of music. He did an amazing job. He
did. Oh, isn't Mr. Walls that produced Write It Down as well?
Yes.
Ah, that's yes. good. I think yes. you guys have a good chemistry then. You yes. have a good chemistry. I mean, and Mr. Walls is someone who I know.
Yes, because I remember I went to his studio and when I wanted to do Wonder Baby, I was like, I don't know this style of music. And he just said something that was like a confirmation to me. He was like, Chima, even if your music doesn't appeal to everybody, you have your crowd. Every artist yeah. has their own crowd.
True.
Just stay true and your own crowd will come to you.
That's true.
So I just decided to stay true to that. And truthfully, from Wonder Baby, it's been awesome.
That's an absolute truth by Mr. Walls right there. I saw this video, a documentary or something like that about that time, and your song was used as the background music. That's Wonder Baby. I'm like, oh, this is cool. So people who recognize this kind of sound will yes. definitely appreciate it. Well done, Matt.
Thank you.
So let's
get
straight to Write It Down, like jot it down. Yeah. What exactly is this song about? I think the audio was released a while ago, and now
yes.
the video is out.
Yes.
So before we talk about the video, which is where we're going to climax this conversation with, tell us about the song Write It Down. There's more like a story behind the song, and I think you're in the best position to share that with us.
Yes. The song Write It Down is basically talking about my journey. It's just, but in putting it out, it's also encouraging a dreamer like me. So it's just basically about all the things I'm doing now are things I saw as a teenager, but they looked weird to me, like I don't understand. Because by default, I really wanted to study law because my grandfather was a lawyer, study law, become a lawyer, and all of a sudden I'm hearing music. You just sit down and you're right. I'm like, what? I couldn't fathom it. So that you see, she was a little girl growing up, for her life had just begun. So in the same light, I'm trying to encourage whoever has a dream as well. You might not be able to understand the big picture, but just go step by step, run with it. Like the Bible says, write a vision, make it plain, at the end it's going to speak. So that's just the scripture and the story around that. Just whatever vision you have, even if it looks impossible at the time you receive it,
yeah.
just write it down and allow God take you through the process. Mm. It doesn't matter the number of time, because the process is helping to mature you as a person and make you capable and able to handle whatever it is yeah. happening in the future. So it's just to encourage whoever has a vision or a dream to follow the process of writing the vision down, make it plain, and at the end it will speak.
Wow, that's very, very very, very, very helpful. Because I was listening to a sermon by Miles Monroe not too long ago, and he was talking about vision and talking about how your ideas shouldn't just stay in your head, why you must write it down, like literally write it down. I think I was singing your song while I was preaching that sermon. Like write it down, and here you are underscoring that particular point. I think it's good. I think it's fantastic. So I want to believe as time progresses, like right now, you're also writing down new dreams. You keep dreaming, right?
Yes,
for new
true,
levels
true,
and everything.
True.
Okay, so I'm checking out the video. By the way, guys, the video is on our website, praiseworldradio.com. You see Chama Okereke in the studio doing a thing. There's this logo I'm seeing at the back, BWE. What is that? Is that a record label, or are you signed to any label or stuff, or is that just a studio's logo?
Just a studio. Oh,
okay. Okay.
It's just a studio.
So you're an
record.
Independent artist for now.
Yes, for now.
That's great. Good tune, guys. Go check it out. You'll see her, you know, singing in a studio with instrumentalist and all of that. But you know what? Before I let you go, let's play the song Write It Down, and we'll be right back to finish up on this conversation with Chioma Okereke. I'll also let you know how you can follow on social media so you can take the conversation from there.
She was a little girl growing up, for her life had just begun. She tried to understand what her eyes could see. The picture was kind of cute, but it left her mute. She tried to comprehend what her ears could hear. She wondered, might this then be? Even if it weep, how would it be? She wondered, might this then be? Even if it weep, how would it be? He said I should write it down. He said I should make it plain. He said I should run and not faint. He said I should just be.
I believe. So hey, that's a lesson for someone tuned into the show today on a Friday morning. We're just saying, write it down, make it plain, and like Chioma said, follow the process. Follow the process. So before I let you go, by the way, fantastic video, I must say.
Thank you so much.
Available on YouTube, you guys can go check it out. Don't take my word for it. Go be the judge yourself. And also check it out on praiseworldradio.com. You see all our instrumentalists just showing their sets. You know, you see that for yourself. Okay, so before you go, any word you'd like to share with people out there just before we call it a wrap?
Just a word of encouragement. Whatever it is you're working at, the challenge is part of the process. If any successful person will tell you their story and they're sincere about it, they will tell you they faced their own storms, they faced their own highs and lows. So keep at it and stay focused and hold on to Jesus. And trust me, whatever it is, you will achieve it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for gracing this interview. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. God bless you and keep you. And we hope to hear more records in this genre. We love it.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, ma'am. Thank you for dropping by. So I'm going to play that song one more time, just in case you missed out on it. Here we go again. Cheers.
Okay.
She was a little girl growing up for her life. Had just begun. She tried to understand what her eyes could see. The picture was kind of cute, but it left her mute. She tried
you wonder, might this end be? Even if it will, how would it be? You wonder, might this end be? Even if it will, how would it be?
PrizWorldRadio.com. PrizWorldRadio.com.
Music.
Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.
For today's gospel music, keep it locked on
PrizWorld Radio. PrizWorld Radio, Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.
All right, so we had a great chat with Chioma Okereke this morning. It was quite a good one. Very lovely personality, I must say. Yeah. And I like the fact that she, see, it's a lesson I'm learning as well. Whatever it is that God has called you to do, just do it. Yeah. Don't go with the crowd because the crowd is doing this. If God has said you should do it like this, come on, do it. And jazz, R&B, ballads works for me. Yeah, it does work for me. Shout out to Toby, by the way, a very, very special shout out to you. Just receive the shout out in the name of the Lord. All right, so next we're jumping on the phone lines for another fantastic session. I told you today's like Interview Friday. And OG and I are just having fun right here, just speaking with various people. We also have Jumbo coming up at 10:30. So if I were you, I'll stay close for that one. Hey guys, let's get straight into it. Yep.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
PrizWorldRadio.com.
PrizWorldRadio. Because we play this.
Catch me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face.
Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, come on, work it, work it.
You should count your blessings, yeah, yeah, you should count it up. Don't know what you're missing,
no, no, no,
you should count it, count it, count it, count it.
Really special, a special moment. We're about to connect with two different locations and have a chat, basically, with two amazing ministers of God.